Syrian migrant murderer acquitted due to psychiatric illness caused by war trauma. By Chris Tomlinson on March 13, 2019. A 24-year-old Syrian asylum seeker who stabbed his boss to death at work has been acquitted in a German court due to psychiatric issues caused by his past in Syria. The migrant was working as a hairdresser when he stabbed his former boss, who he had previously referred to as uncle, in the back in the town of Troistov, just outside of Bonn. According to testimony, the Syrian was extremely mentally disturbed and carried out the act in a paranoid fit of rage, Express reports. The 24-year-old apparently believed in various paranoid delusions before the murder, including that he was being secretly monitored and spied on and spoke to inanimate objects including trees. Presiding Judge Anka Klada said that the Syrian had originally attempted to become a geologist in 2013 but had to stop as the Syrian civil war progressed and became more widespread and violent. The young man, along with his brother, moved to Germany during the height of the migrant crisis in the autumn of 2015 but became restless and paranoid after learning that several of his friends and others had been killed in the conflict in Syria. Judge Klada claimed that the Syrian had made attempts to see a psychiatrist to help him with his mental state but was unable to find one who spoke his language. As a result of not being able to find a doctor, he then turned to alcohol and drugs, which in turn led to him developing schizophrenic tendencies. The case is not the first in which a migrant has brutally attacked a co-worker on the job. In 2017, 39-year-old Syrian Mohammed Hussein Rashwani was also working as a hairdresser and viciously attacked the 64-year-old female owner of the salon with a knife, stabbing her in the neck. Rashwani had previously been described as a model of integration by a local newspaper only a year before the attack. The number of asylum seekers with severe mental illnesses has also been a cause for concern in several countries. In Germany, some studies have claimed that as many as 40% of migrants suffer depression and that their rates of mental illness can be up to 10 times more than native Germans. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.